and put them in the magistrate. Lock their feet in the stocks, put them down there in the prison where it was cold there. There wasn't no jail where they can watch Days of Our Lives and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Go to the canteen and Zuzu's Eyes. That ain't kind of, they was in a Roman jail. Cold. Y'all, I said cold. And the Apostle Paul began to sing. And Silas began to sing at midnight. They had them beat them. They had them put their foot in the stocks, and not only have they beat them, but they began to talk about them and talk that talk and say, we can't get what we can get out of the Lord because these men that came and uncovered our plot. Let me tell you something. Jesus, when you're trying to do something crooked and all that kind of stuff, Jesus will uncover their plot. And you can be whoever it is. It don't make no difference who it is. Jesus will uncover your plot when you least expect. And I'm trying to tell you now, Jesus sent Paul down there. And the Apostle Paul began to tell him what thus says the Lord. Oh, yeah. And I believe Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He knew the power of God. I'm talking about, I know some power.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday night Joy Night are on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. As a special announcement, on Saturday, April the 27th at 7 o'clock p.m., the community is invited to a musical in honor of our pastor and wife's 42nd anniversary at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. Special guest on this evening will be the Men of Faith, an anointed quartet group from Ruston, Louisiana. If you would like more information or would like to be on program, please contact Elder Roy Mosby at 337-375-4072. On Friday, May the 3rd at 7 o'clock p.m., the celebratory services will continue. Our special guest on that evening will be the dynamic pastor and singer, Reverend James Brown, along with his church, the New Canaan Baptist Church of White Horse, Texas. Sunday, May the 5th at 4 o'clock p.m. will be the finale service honoring Superintendent Maurice and First Lady Judy Johnson for their years of service to the Johnson Temple Church and the Leesville community. Special guest on that afternoon will be Bishop James W. Proctor, prelate of the historical Louisiana First Jurisdiction and pastor of the First Church of God in Christ, Generet, Louisiana. Lastly, it's not too late to meet us on Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m., to 12 o'clock p.m. at the New Lano Park, New Lano, Louisiana, for Praise in the Park. The community is welcome. There will be singing, preaching, free food, and fellowship. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Elder Jerry Taylor, an associate minister at Johnson Temple. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
What the Lord said, do. I wish to share with you a scripture found in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 11th verse. And it reads as thus, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. May God bless the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his most holy word. Amen. I solicit your prayers, amen, that I will be able to do what the Lord has me to do, amen, and that he will bring me through. Amen. I also solicit your prayers for our First Lady. Mother Judy, I don't know whether or not you can hear me, or whether you're listening or not, but I certainly am praying for you. I have been praying for you, and I will continue to lift you up in prayer. I pray for a speedy recovery and that you will be back on the battlefield without, amen, and hesitation. I also want to lift up Missionary Richardson, a true warrior. Amen. I pray God's blessing up on her. Amen. In the hospital, yet on the prayer line, praying and praying for others. That's a prayer warrior. Amen, amen, and amen. Missionary Cole, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give in or give out. Trust in him with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will bring you through. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, ushers. Amen. I want to say, having said all that, good morning, saints, or good afternoon, saints of God. Afternoon. All glory and honor, amen, to God who is the head of my life. Much respect to Superintendent Johnson, Mother Judy, to Mother Hayes, may God bless you, to the elders, the district missionary, the missionaries, the deacons, to all of God's people, and certainly to my somebody who does her very best to keep me straight. And I thank you so much, Missionary Taylor. Thank you so much for your kindness and for your love, and most of all, for your understanding. Amen. Some will say that we men as men sometimes have some issues. Amen. And I thank you for looking beyond my issues. Amen. And hanging in there. And I thank you also for what you have done and what you are doing for the family, for our children. Amen. The scripture said in this morning in Sunday school that we should invest in our children. And I can honestly say without a doubt that you have done just that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Continue to pray for the world as a whole, amen, the sick and afflicted, the men, women of the armed forces, amen. And I read the scripture, Philippians, amen, 4 and 11, and I want to read another scripture, and it is Numbers 16, 2 and 3. And it reads, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, and 50 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, famous in the congregation. Renowned people, renowned men. Amen. Well respected. Amen. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. They said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy. Everybody in the house is holy. Every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Wherefore, why do you then lift up yourself above the congregation of the Lord? There are some complainers. There are some murmurers. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. In the world today.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
From that Philippians 4 and 11 once again, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in therewith to be content. May God bless again the reading of his holy word. Amen. I have selected my thought I use for a thought today from Philippians, that 11th chapter and the 4th verse, part C. The thought I wish you to consider and hold on to is simply be content. Simply be content. We live in a world full of trouble and filled with content, amen, discontent for a myriad of reasons. Everything that can go wrong or could go wrong is going wrong. We find families in turmoil, combative, and just plain resentful of each other with no good reason. Mothers against mothers, mothers against daughters, daughters against mothers, fathers against in competition with their sons, and sons becoming combative with their fathers because of the position that their fathers take on situations or circumstances that are within this world. Amen. Saints, just be content. We find ourselves complaining about it being too hot. And as soon as a little breeze come along, we complain, it's too cold, I'll be glad when it warms up. We find ourselves watching the raindrops fall from the sky. And as the rain accumulates on the ground, we say, I will be glad when the rain stops. Yeah. This is just too much rain. My brothers and sisters, just be content, whatever state. Some complain about the food that they have, amen, provided for them. Instead of being content and being grateful, amen, they need only to think about the fact that some have no food at all. Some complain about the car they drive when some must walk everywhere they go. Saints, I won't complain. I will not complain. God is the same today as he was yesterday. He is with us just as he was with the children of Israel. He is taking care of us now just as he did the children of Israel during the Exodus and through their wilderness experience. God took care of them. God blessed them, but they also were a group of murmurers, a group of complainers. Amen. 15 times during that passage, amen, 15 times the Israelites complained, murmured, and grumbled as they journeyed from Egypt to the promised land. They grumbled to Moses and Aaron, and ultimately they grumbled to God. Amen. You have to understand that when you begin to grumble to God, you might find yourself in a precarious situation. Amen. The people complained to Moses about because of him and his talk of a promised land. Pharaoh made things worse for them when he began to talk. Moses complained to the Lord. Amen. And the Lord delivered the Israelites and Moses. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you went out of Egypt from the house of slavery, for by a powerful hand the Lord brought you out of Egypt, amen, from bondage. The people complained again and said to Moses at the Red Sea, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to have, amen, the Egyptians and die in Egypt than in the wilderness. God opened the Red Sea, amen, and the Israelites crossed the Red Sea on dry land. The people murmured again, amen, and complained about the bitter water. God provided sweet water for them. Then they complained again, amen, about being hungry. God provided manna and quail meat for them, amen. The people went on to complain again about being thirsty. God provided water for them again, amen. The people complained about Moses' absence, amen, as he went up, amen, to gather the tablets of the Lord, amen. The people then went on to complain again about adversity and food, amen. They murmured again, amen. Miriam and Aaron complained about Moses' leadership, amen. How many of you know that when you're in leadership, there's going to be some that's going to murmur and complain about you? There's going to be some that you can't satisfy. There's going to be some that you can't make happy. But let me tell you this, you keep on leading, you keep on doing what God has told you to do, because you can't, amen, please everybody, amen, you can't please everybody. Years, 19 years later, amen, key leaders rebelled against Moses. Amen. You're going to always have somebody talking against you. Amen. The people complained again and they accused Moses of killing God's people. Amen. They complained again. Amen. Murmuring against Aaron. But Aaron was in good hands because the Lord, amen. The Lord lifted Aaron up. Amen. And the Lord blessed Aaron. Amen. The people complained against God and Moses. Amen. Yeah, they did. They complained against God and Moses. Amen. How many of you know that when you begin to complain against God, you're walking on dangerous territory? When you begin to complain against God, you're walking in on dangerous ground. Amen. It's okay to find things wrong, but don't complain against God. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you this, amen. When you complain about the man of God, when you begin to talk about the man of God, amen, again, you're talking and you're treading on thin water. Let me remind you, amen, that the man of God, when you talk about him, you're not talking about him, but you're talking about God, because God is the one that selected him, and God is the one that is leading him. So when you badmouth the man of God, you're badmouthing God. So I want you to be careful, saints of God. Don't badmouth the man of God. You pray for the man of God. Ask God to bless the man of God, amen. Let me tell you about a few, amen, that bad-mouthed man of God, amen, the one that, amen, bad-mouthed, talked about Moses, amen, 14,000 of them, over 14,000 of them was killed right out, amen. Moses' own family, Miriam, amen, she bad-mouthed Moses, amen, found herself with a week-long case, amen, of leprosy. So watch out when you bad mouth, amen, the man of God, of God's people, amen. Amen. The same thing the children of Israel complained about, the people of God are complaining about today. Saints, just be content. Whatever state you find yourself in, let the Lord be your guide. When the things are not going as you would like them to go, just be content. When the enemy comes in like a hurricane and you don't know what to do, or just thank God, amen, that things are no worse than they are. Watch out for your complaining and what you're complaining about and who you're complaining about, because once again, that is dangerous territory. Watch out for your complaining, amen. Amen. Just give glory to God when things aren't right, amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that you can get in serious trouble, amen, about complaining about God. I have learned, amen, whatsoever state I'm in, amen, therewith to be content, amen. I'm not going to let anything, I'm not going to let anybody, amen, deter me from, amen, the God that I love. I know my God is able. I know he will be there for me. I know he'll take care of me. He's done it too many times, amen. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil, for he is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me all the days of my life, and I want to dwell in the house of the Lord. I want to be with the Lord. I'm going to stay with the Lord. Everything that's within me, amen, I'm going to stay with the Lord. I'm going to hold on to his unchanging hand. When you find yourself, amen, down on your sick bed, don't you give up. Don't you give in, but just keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on with everything you got. Amen. And when you find yourself in the darkness of darkness, when you find yourself having a midnight experience, just hold on to God. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but there's joy on the other side. Joy on the other side. So just keep on holding to God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God will bring you through. Whatever God bring you to, amen, God will bring you through. He will see you through. Yes, he will. He will see you through. I don't care how dark it may be. Amen. You continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Don't let anybody, amen, turn you around. Don't let anybody, amen, cause you to have some heartache. Let me tell you about Brother Moses, amen. One thing Brother Moses failed to do, failed to continue to lean and depend on God. Amen. When they begin to murmur and complain about him, amen, he got so lost in himself, amen. God told him, amen, amen, to touch the rock. God told him, amen, to speak to the rock, amen. Moses was so upset because of the people, he smoked the rock, amen. And when he smoked the rock, amen, he fell out of good graces with God. God promised him, amen, that he would not see the promised land. So saints, there are going to be some complainers. There are going to be some that's going to talk about you. There are going to be some, amen, that ain't going to be with you. But don't you let them back you in a corner. You hold on. Amen. You hold out, amen. Let God direct your path. Let God, amen, lead you the way, amen. Oh, God is able. He promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. He promised he'd be with us even until the end of the world. You can believe in God. You can trust in God. You may not be able to trust what I tell you, but you can trust what God said. So thanks of God, encourage. Stay with the Lord. Hold on to the Lord. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about those that's talking negative. Don't worry about the complainers. You just trust in our Almighty God. Know that he is able and know that he will. Know that he will carry you through. Amen. God's word for God's people.